Shalom, everyone. Welcome to Jerusalem here in beautiful Israel in the Holy Land. I'm Kathy Lee Gifford, and I want to welcome you to our study that we're calling The Rock, The Road, and The Rabbi. The Rock is Jesus. The Road is the Holy Land. And the Rabbi is the Word of God. I've been coming here since I was 17 years old. It was a high school graduation gift from my father, and I missed my prom, I missed my graduation, and I didn't care. Because all my life I've been fascinated with the Word of God. But it was only recently, in all my trips to the Holy Land, that I discovered that I wasn't studying it the way I needed to be studying it. There are a lot of people who come here to the Holy Land. They put on their loafers and they come up here to the Mount of Olives and they get their picture taken with Kojak the camel. And then they send it out and say, yes, I went to the Holy Land. Well, you can do that. That's your choice. But the way that you're going to transform your life is if you come and study here in the rabbinical way, which means understanding that the Bible was written by Middle Easterners, for Middle Easterners, thousands of years ago. We try to understand that Bible with our Western mindset, and we approach it that way, and it doesn't work. It's like hummus and hot dogs. It doesn't work. So the way to establish an understanding is to study the Bible in its earliest and purest form. The Old Testament was written in ancient Hebrew. New Testament was written in ancient Greek. We have to understand what the Word of God actually says in order to understand how to apply it to our life today in this modern world. We're going to be taking you to places all over Israel in the next couple of studies and hopefully opening your eyes to some of the things that have opened up in my eyes through the years. So come with us, okay? And let's first start in Bethlehem, where Jesus, the Savior, came into this world. For me, one of the most thrilling things about coming to Israel, the Holy Land, and studying in the rabbinical way is discovering just how wrong we've been in the past about how things actually were in the days of Jesus. Look around here. We are in shepherd's fields, right here in Bethlehem, and what we used to think of as a stable where maybe Jesus was born was actually a cave, very much like this one, and perhaps even this one. This cave is still used today by shepherds here in Bethlehem. So imagine the scene of a young girl, still a virgin, yet ready to give birth, probably not more than 14 years old, with her soon-to-be husband Joseph standing by, giving birth in a place like this. Not a stable the way we know it in the West, but a cave, the birthing place of actual sheep right here in the Holy Land. And why were they born? Well, the good rabbi is going to tell us in a little bit, but the secret is the Lamb of God that came to save the world is like the little lambs that were born here for the same purpose, to be sacrificed just a few miles away on the Temple Mount for the forgiveness of sin. And outside, already enemies. King Herod has heard about this child about to be born, and he's threatened. He's threatened that maybe a real king, because remember, he called himself the king of the Jews, but Herod wasn't even a Jew. He was an Edomite from down near the Dead Sea area. So he was very, very paranoid.